Hello everyone, welcome to the China Business Legal Navigator. The topic for the discussion today is common pitfalls in dual language China contracts and how to avoid them. In the intricate dance of international business, the crafting of contracts in China is delicate and a critical step. The use of dual language contracts, agreements drafted in both English and Chinese, has become a cornerstone in cross-border transactions involving Chinese entities. However, this bilingual documentation is a minefield of potential misunderstandings and legal miscues, if not handled with precision. In our discussion today, we will dissect the common pitfalls in dual language contracts in China and offer strategies to navigate these complexities. Pitfall 1, inadequate translation leading to misinterpretation. Contracts drafted in English and then translated into Chinese or vice versa often fall prey to literal translation errors. Legal terminology carries specific meanings, and a direct translation may not convey the intended legal concept. This can lead to interpretations that skew the original intent of the agreement, creating loopholes or enforceability issues. Avoidance strategy. To prevent such pitfalls, enlist legal translators who are adept in both languages and versed in the legal systems of both countries. Chinese lawyers specialized on Chinese contract law can identify legal idioms and concepts that require careful translation to maintain the agreement's integrity. It is crucial to have the translated document reviewed by legal professionals. Ensure that the contract terms carry the same weight in Chinese. The key is not to translate the contract into Chinese, but to translate and verify a contract according to the Chinese laws. Pitfall 2, ignorance of Chinese legal nuances. Chinese law and its legal system have unique characteristics that are embodied in its language. A contract that fails to take into account these nuances may be deemed unenforceable or invalid. Moreover, Chinese courts may not regard certain terms as legally binding if they do not confirm to local legal regulations. Avoidance strategy. Do not rely on foreign lawyers or law firms to draft your Chinese contracts. Engage with local Chinese legal experts who understand both the letter and the spirit of Chinese law. These professionals can guide the drafting process to ensure the contract is aligned with Chinese legal requirements. They can also advise on including standard Chinese legal terms and conditions that are more likely to be recognized and upheld by local courts in China. Pitfall 3, over-reliance on English precedents. International businesses often use contract templates based on English common law or their home jurisdiction's legal system. While this might be expedient, it can be ineffective or even counterproductive in China, where civil law prevails. Avoidance strategy, customized contract specifically for the Chinese context. This involves not only translation, but also the adaptation of terms to fit within the framework of Chinese civil law. Avoiding the transplant of foreign legal concepts directly into Chinese context without modifications ensures the agreement is legally compatible. It is important to adapt your contract to Chinese laws to make the contract enforceable in China. You do not want to be in a situation where the contract is not adapted to Chinese laws, has lower enforceability in China, and even be illegal or breaking the laws in China. Pitfall 4, dispute resolution confusion. Many contracts default to using foreign courts for dispute resolution, a decision that can be problematic. Chinese courts do not typically enforce foreign judgment due to differences in legal systems and mutual recognition agreements. Avoidance strategy. You should choose the China as your jurisdiction area. It is advisable to select Chinese courts or an arbitration within China for dispute resolution in the contract. This choice recognizes the reality of China's legal landscape and can simplify enforcement. Additionally, include arbitration in China, because if you win a case in China, it is better to have arbitration to have the judgment enforced in China. By having arbitration in China, it's easier to go after the Chinese company when you win cases under Chinese law. And should you lose a case in China, arbitration in China is also good. It is because it is more difficult for a Chinese company to go after your resources outside of China. Pitfall 5, ambiguity and lack of clarity. Ambiguity is the archenemy of legal enforceability. Dual language contracts that contain vague terms or inconsistencies between the English and Chinese version may be difficult to enforce. Avoidance strategy. Contracts should be clear, concise, and consistent across both languages. Any discrepancies between the English and the Chinese text must be reconciled before finalizing the document. A common practice is to designate one version as the controlling document in the event of discrepancies, though this should be carefully considered in light of the Chinese preference for the local language in legal documents. However, be sure to read and understand what is written in both language versions of the contract. You do not want to end up in a situation where the English version says it is the controlling version and the Chinese version says it is the controlling version. In this situation, the Chinese court will probably pick the Chinese version. If it's not pointed out what language is prevailing, the court in China will probably also then pick the Chinese version. So if you want to have English or the Chinese version to prevail, this has to be clearly pointed out in the contract. The crafting of dual language contracts in China is a balancing act that demands meticulous attention to detail, a deep understanding of cross-jurisdictional legal principles and cultural nuances. By recognizing the potential pitfalls and employing strategies to mitigate them, businesses can ensure that their contracts serve a solid foundation for their Chinese ventures. The key lies in embracing thorough translations, local legal expertise, and adapting practices to align with the distinctive features of the laws in China. Thank you for listening to the China Business Legal Navigator. Contact us if you need legal help in China. Help with background investigation of Chinese companies, protecting patents, trademarks, and verification of contacts with the law in China, etc. If you require our assistance or have further questions about our services, please do not hesitate to contact our customer relationship manager, Jan Erik Christensen, at janerik@ncbhub.com. janerik@ncbhub.com. You can also visit our website ncbhub.com. We look forward to hearing from you and helping your business succeed in China.